Sandra Blight, Economic Development Manager.
Sandra, how long has this been in the works, and how rewarding is it to see it to finally announce that Synapse Data Center is bringing this into the industrial area here in Olds?
Yeah, so we started back before Christmas, so probably around October, September, I believe it was. It's very exciting, especially for a community of this size to have a global player like this at the table and wanting to work with us and bringing this level of investment to the community is also very important. And with that is going to come additional investment and even more opportunity for our community. The national lens is on us.
Yeah, it sure is.
International.
It sure is. Where was finding a fit for what is now the light industrial zoning component of the Northeast Area Structure Plan among the priorities for Invest Olds?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously being able to have industrial land available to attract these large-scale developments is critical in my role. Having the land available and the land use bylaws and regulation that support this type of development allows us to streamline our efforts and to be able to, you know, go after investments such as this in an easier fashion.
What could this mean for the town financially, Sandra?
Yeah, so I mean, from a tax assessment perspective, as well as off-site levies and so forth, the return to us is going to be in the millions of dollars. The tax impact is going to be huge for our community, and that will share in that from a revenue perspective where the taxpayer, you know, has less on them as far as achieving our needs for roads, infrastructure, and all the other things that the community requires. This is certainly going to help us with that.
How soon could we start hearing the names of the tech companies that will be filling up the 10 buildings that will be part of this Synapse Data Center project?
Well, I believe, and we are hopeful, that we're going to start being able to release those names probably by spring. Yeah, that's our hope. Spring.
Yeah, for sure. What is the next priority area to fill in the town of Olds, Sandra?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously data centers are the thing right now, but we have other opportunities as well. When we look from a commercial perspective and things like that, we want to look at all different types of developments that could be possible here. And of course, housing. Now these new opportunities are going to require that we have a lot more housing in the community in addition to the housing needs that we had before. I'm estimating probably around another 300 to 500 units of housing, depending on the number of jobs that are filled immediately.
When you have an announcement like this that, as you mentioned, does have global eyes on us now, you know, how can you use this as a springboard to, you know, continue on with your work with Invest Olds?
Yeah, so, I mean, already this morning I was sending off emails to interested developers, builders, real estate agents, and so forth that I've been working with over the years and letting them know this is what's happening in Olds. We have global investment that's happening here to the tune of over $11 billion. And with that, attracts jobs, the need for housing, and so forth. So the email and inbox has been interesting, so we are definitely sparking interest out there.
For sure. Anything else that you wanted to add at this time, or any message that you have for the community?
The town is hosting an open house on February 4th at the arena from 11 to 1 or 5 to 7. So there'll be two sessions, and we're just going to have some information up on some boards and answering some questions for interested public.